And so that means I didn't get to preach. So I get to go double today. So hope you brought a bag lunch with you. Well, walking through a series is giving up okay. And we began by looking at a question, will the dread ever stop? And we learned last time that we've got to stop being afraid that something bad is going to happen in our life. And we've got to start believing that God is going to empower us, that something good is going to happen in our life daily. Today we need to look at what will people ever like me. Really, we're talking about being accepted. Now, to be accepted means to be understood or recognized, even acknowledged. It really deals with being secure in who we are as a person. Webster, in fact, adds the word to acceptance. He adds the word believe. So let's begin by turning to the Corinthians passage in 1 Corinthians. And I hope I've got that right on the PowerPoint. You know, my dyslexia is shining through most of the time. And you know, I'm hot and I haven't even started yet. So I'm taking off my... I know. Oh, sorry. I'm not going further. That's it. I invite you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And I'm going to start reading in verse 3. I'm not going to end there, but I just want to start reading in verse 3. The Apostle Paul, it's a great passage. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his... Some of you are present here today. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. I love that. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. I'm falling apart. What happened? Oh, it's just a little clip. To experience acceptance, I'm on a different message for a different time. To experience acceptance, you believe God favors you. You believe God favors you. See, favor means support. You sang about it this morning. The favor of God, it's now, it's here. This is the year. Favor means support. It means choose. It means approve. It means esteems. It means accepts. Acceptance depends on many, many things in our life. In fact, our clothes, you know, it depends on how we dress. People go, "Ooh, look at how sharp he looks." I'm going to be getting new glasses soon, and you're all going to go, "Wow," you know, because I got new glasses, and I took my family along to get. I want to get the right glasses, you know, and I'm trying them all these different glasses because, you know, and my question invariably is always this: how do they look good? You know, I mean, you know, right? You know, hey, Joan, sweetie, love my life. How does this look on me? She goes, great. Those are perfect. And my daughter goes, eh, you know. So what do? I choose the one my daughter likes. Really? You know, it's my, Joan said, she said it very pointedly. She said, those are the ones that you originally start with. I mean, I'm going back into the place all the time. They're going, oh no, will you serve him? I mean, you know, he's going to try on another 8 different pairs again, you know. Because acceptance depends on so many things in our world. The car we drive, the home we live in, where our home is located. All of that is based on acceptance. Even more important, our job, you know, and how successful we become in our job. You know, we want people to look at us, esteem us, and say, wow, there's a successful person. That's acceptance to us. In the church, you know, you come to church and that there are those unwritten rules of how we're to look, how we're to dress. You know, you got to make sure you dress right. You know, is your tie straight? You know, what we say, oh, you shouldn't say that in church. You can go outside and say it, but you can't say it in here, you know. And I'm not talking about this church. This church, you got to understand, you as a people of God, you are not like, we're so diverse. You embrace people. You do. You accept people. But the church often says, on Sunday, be something else than what you are during the week. Come somebody different. Yeah? Pretty close, right? Well, the Apostle Paul, he was very good at this. He said, I care very little if I'm judged by you. I don't even judge myself. I love that. See, the apostle, he was only concerned about one thing. How God views me. Not what people think of me, but what God thinks of me. The Apostle Paul knew that God supported him. In order to overcome the fear that people won't like you or that people won't accept you, you need to believe God for favor. And when I say favor, I mean that God supports you in who you are. God is your cheering section. He wants the best, not just the good. He wants the best for you. This pastor understood all about acceptance. I mean, he was searching in his closet for one of his ties before church Sunday morning. In the back of the closet, he found a small box containing 3 eggs and 100 toonies. Yeah. You know the toonies? I didn't say $2 bill, I said toonies. He called his wife into the bedroom and he said, what's this box? And all these, the content, like this money in it. And she turned red, kind of embarrassed, and having hidden the box there for entire, almost 25 years of their marriage. And disappointed and hurt, the pastor asked her, why did you hide it? She replied, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Well, he asked her how the box could have hurt his feelings. I mean, I don't understand this. He said, it's a box full of money and some eggs. I don't understand that. She said, well, every time during their marriage that he delivered a poor sermon, she placed an egg in the box. Well, Pastor, that's not bad. 3 poor sermons in almost 25 years. I mean, that's nothing to really feel bad about. And so he said, well, that's pretty good. He said, but what about the $200? She said, well, each time I got a dozen eggs, I sold them to the neighbors for $2. And then Joan gave me a hug, you know. That's when you need to believe that God's favor's on you. I'm afraid they won't like me. I wonder if they'll like me. God didn't call us to wonder. He called us to believe. He called us to be aggressive in believing. I hope they like me. Hope is good, but God wants you to go beyond that to faith. I believe if God wants them to like me, they're going to like me because God is going to give me favor. You don't have to be afraid of anything or anybody because God is with you and He will give you the favor everywhere you go. God will support you. You never have to feel out of place. Never. You never have to feel like a fifth wheel. You know? I feel. But what do you know? I know God is with me. I believe His favor is on my life. I mean, I've already done what some of you are still doing, and I don't care to go to that party again. Because when the devil throws a hate myself party, I don't want to show up anymore. I rarely get invited, actually, anymore. Because I've decided that I got to like myself. I've decided that God loves me. I've decided His favor is on my life. Be uncompromising in believing who you are. If you're a child of God, believe you are. If you know God loves you, believe it. If you know you trust God with all things, then believe it when God says you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. Most of us just concentrate on the fear. We don't concentrate on the wonderful. You're wonderfully made. God said that. In the Psalms, He said, you are wonderfully made. Say, I am wonderfully made. Oh, wow, you guys are sharp today. It's so hard. It's hard work having to figure out how to get people just to like you. It's so much easier to just believe God for favor. You have to confirm these things to yourself. This is one time I tell you, talk to yourself. I mean, you talk to yourself anyway. Just start talking right, you know? It's all the self-talk that makes or breaks us. Start talking good to yourself. And you'll notice you no longer fear what other people think. I mean, now this doesn't mean that you don't watch what you say or how you come across to people, or, you know, you got to be careful. You know, you got to let God rule in your life to the point where you don't have to worry about that stuff. I mean, you think about it for a moment. You talk to yourself more than anybody else talks to you. So don't be sitting around stinking in your thinking. I tell you, if you think people are not going to like you, they're not going to like you. Believe God's favor, that He favors you so much that He knows what you need in your life and who you need in your life. You might as well get to the point to just want what God wants. Because if you try and get a bunch of other stuff that God doesn't want you to have, you're never going to be happy anyway. I like how the apostle said further on in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he starts off in verse 1, he says, as God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain, for he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation. I love the way the Amplified says it. It says, for he says in his time, behold, now is truly the time for a gracious welcome and acceptance of you from God. God favors you. But we fear rejection so much. Just a minute. I'll take a break. Do you want to get that? If it's for me, take a message. Tell them I'm busy. The fear of rejection causes tremendous problems in people's lives. Because nobody wants to be rejected. How many of you here, just show of hands, love being rejected? Come on, put them up. I see one. No, I'm just kidding. I think back to when my first date. I mean, you know. Hello. 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 And you start dialing. And you dial the number and it's ringing, and then you go, okay, now I got it. Hello. 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 You hear a hello at the other end. Hello, Joan? Yeah. I was just wondering if you'd like to go out on a date, like a Saturday night. You know, I'll make sure and pick you. I'll make sure and pick you up. And then, really? I'll be there. What time works for you? I stutter, actually. I really do. And at the other end, you hear, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. You know, because you're so absorbed in being rejected, you think it's going to come. You know? That's if you make the phone call. Sometimes you bail out last second. You know, you just don't even get there. But, you know, the reject. And then it comes proposal time. You know, and I want this just set perfectly. I want the tone just right. You know, put the music on. And you got it. Because this time, you know, I know Joan. I mean, I know. And I got the ring. Everything's just perfect. Got a ring size. This is fantastic. Get down on the knee. You know, I even have a little cushion. I know. So, you know, I tell her, I got a cushion under here, I'm going to, you know. And then I take the ring out of the box, I put it on her finger, and wasn't sized right, you know, and it really, really happened. And then you think, is she going to say no, you know? It's sales. I mean, I sold shoes for a living before I got this other thing that I do, preaching. But, you know, I was always, man... Listen, there's two things you need in life, a pastor and a shoe salesman. You do. So you can't walk anywhere without them. And so I would want to try and sell at least five sets of shoes. And I was going to say five shoes, but you need pairs. And, you know, I know I would try. And, you know, but some people would say, no, I'm not interested. And I'd be walking out the door carrying their shoes because I didn't want to be rejected. You know, say, no, wait a minute. These look so good on you. See, if you're a Christian, you may bump into one or two people that may be interested in hearing about your faith, but you could be rejected. If you're a Christian, there may be other Christians who say you're not good enough to hang around them. And you're rejected. But believe me, if you feel that way today, you're in good company. Because John said about Jesus, he came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. Not everyone's going to like you 100% of the time. Not everything you do, are 100% of the people going to like. Not everybody's going to need you. But God wants you. God favors you. We need to get up every day. We need to do the best we can. We need to leave the rest with God. Just be you. Be yourself at work. Be yourself at home. Be yourself in the church. Quit pretending anymore. And start living the person that God created you to be. And you will really see how blessed you are. You got to start saying to yourself daily, I have the favor of God on me. I'm confident and I'm secure. Because now is the time of God's favor. And God may need to change, I don't know, something about you. I don't know. I don't know about that. But I know God wants the best for you. One thing I know is that we need to, every day, convince ourselves that I have the favor of God on me. I have the favor of God on me. I have the favor of God on me. Can I hear you? I have the favor of God on me. Say it again. I have the favor of God on me. You do. To experience acceptance, you believe God favors you, but also to experience acceptance, you believe God loves others. See, Paul said in the Message, it explains it, it matters very little to me what you think of me, even less where I rank in popular opinion. I don't even rank myself. I love that. I think we need to read that, reread that, absorb it, especially when we're criticized. We get in a situation where somebody's judging us critically. We need to read that. We need to reread that. What the apostle is saying is he's saying, I am not responsible for what you think. My responsibility is to treat you good. What you do is between you and God. Paul says, I love you. What you do back is between you and God. You see, are you getting this? See, we get too concerned about what people are giving us and not nearly concerned enough about what we're giving them. Come on. Do your best. And then enter God's rest. You've got to realize that when you do your best and you enter God's rest, it's critical for you accepting who you are and then accepting others for who they are. Accept who you are, warts and all. I mean, we're very good at knowing our faults, our weaknesses, our bends. And then, you know, the Christian community is especially good at just continuing to remind us of all those bad things. Very good at noticing all the wrong. But God calls us to notice what is right. Whatever is right, whatever is true, whatever is honorable. Think on these things. Take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. A lot has to do with our mind. Peter Marshall wrote a little poem. It's worth recalling. He said, we have the nicest garbage man. He empties out our garbage can. He's just as nice as he can be. He always stops and talks to me. My mother doesn't like his smell, but mother doesn't know him well. When you accept others, see, listen. When you genuinely quit trying to change people into who you want them to be, you create a change in yourself to be accepted by other people. true. You really do. When you start seeing others as being someone that God loves, you begin to understand how God truly loves. Start saying, I'm going to begin believing that God wants me to quit being critical of everything and everyone. I'm going to start believing the good in people instead of the bad that I want changed. I tell you, God can change that in your life, and you can enter God's rest, because then God looks after the people. You pray for them, you love them, loving people enough to let them be who they are, and then not be so insecure about ourselves that we feel like we have to make everybody agree with us so that we can feel like we're okay. God wants you to see what's good around you and what's honorable, what is trustworthy. God wants us to pray for one another, love one another, encourage one another. Be who you are. People love you for it. In fact, as I stand here today, I see that in this room. I see that in the sanctuary right here, right now in front of me. You, the people of God, you're so accepting. You know what I'm talking about. You come here on a Sunday, and I believe this. You come in here on a Sunday being who you are. You do. Because you know you can. Romans 15:7 says, accept one another then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. Wow. That's the praise. That's the praise. There's a commercial that is out on TV right now that you may have seen, but I thought we needed to see that today because it's a commercial that's so pointed and so direct and so real, and it applies so readily to our world today and also to the church. And I'm going to close with this. I want you to watch it, and I want you to see what the commercial is all about. Because it really does speak about what I was talking about today. Look at this. And listen to the words of the song.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed.
Would it be okay if I sat here?
I am beautiful, no matter
what. Is she serious?
What?
Whatever. New girl.
I am beautiful in every single way. These words can't bring me down. So don't you bring
reaching
me down.
Out. It on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
You've watched that probably 50 times, maybe more. You've seen it. Do you realize what it's saying? Let's start accepting one another for who we are and carefully watch what we say, because everyone is beautiful. Everyone is. Let's pray. While our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I want you to just think for a moment what God thinks about you. Because it's very simple. It's very simple. God favors you. He'll never reject you. He never will say to you that, go away from me. In fact, he says he opens his arms and he welcomes you and he accepts you. Warts and all. All your bents, all the negative stuff in your life, God says, I love you. Now take that. God says he will take all that sin or all the bad stuff that you've done or all the negative stuff in your life. He'll take it for you. He cries out to you and he says, I favor you now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next month, but now. I want you to listen. I want you to listen very carefully. Listen carefully so that you can hear God today. Can you actually hear him? Because he's whispering right in your ear. If you'll just listen. Don't think how silly this is. Don't ponder your what's going to happen next. Don't even think about the time for one moment. Just listen. If you listen carefully. So carefully. You'll hear God say, it doesn't matter what other people think of you, because I think you're special. I know you're beautiful. And I love you for being who you are. You don't have to change anything about you. Do you hear him? He says he will never, ever set you aside. Listen. For one moment, listen. And you'll hear Jesus whisper, I'm so crazy about you that I gave my life for you. Listen and embrace the kind of love and acceptance that only God can give you today. Don't go with the new clothes, the new hairdo, not even the position or the fame. Forget trying to impress any longer. Just let God love you. Let him accept you. Let him accept you. You know, I'm going to make this opportunity open for you today. And that is, I'm going to say to you, if you want to say, God, thanks for favoring me. Thanks for saying I'm beautiful. God, I need to start accepting others that way. Maybe you want to talk on one of those fronts somehow along that. I want to invite you to just come forward and stand here at the altar. Stand down here. Just stand up. Everybody stand up. Keep your eyes closed and make your way. You can make your way past people if you need to, but come and just stand here at the front at the altar and just say, God, I know your favor upon my life. I know you call me beautiful. Just stand down here. And maybe you need to give him some stuff today in your life. Maybe you need to give him your hurt and your pain. But make your way to the front. Just stand down here at the front. Make your way. That's right. Make your way. Just stand. Keep your eyes closed. Make your way. Those of you who want to come down, you make your way. Let God embrace you. Maybe you've been avoiding God in some way today. Maybe you've been trying to please people and you've forgotten about who God really is. Just, you know that you need to do that today. And I'm gonna invite you to make that step just to come down and stand at the altar. Say, God, I'm making that commitment today. I'm going to step out of faith because I've been trying to please people way too much. And I need to start pleasing you, God, in what I do, what I say, who I am. Just make your way to the front. Maybe you need to start saying, God, I'm hurting inside. And I don't feel your favor very much, but I sure want it. I invite you to come and stand down here in front and give your heart to God in a new, fresh way today and accept his favor. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you at the front here. All of us are going to pray. Father God, you're a great God. You favor us. You love us. God, I pray, especially for those who are standing down here. There are some, Lord, who maybe just couldn't make their way down here. But I pray for them, God, that they, in a real way today, would know your favor. That they would hear today, God, whispering in their ear, you are so special. Don't try and change for people, because you're so special just the way you were created to be. May they embrace that, God, and may they feel that in a special and powerful way today. Lord, they maybe know you as one of your children, and I pray, God, that they would know that love and they'd feel those arms around them right now. God, there may be people pressing against them, people talking about them, gossiping about them, people who don't even want to be their friend. But God, may they know today in a special way, you accept and love them, that you, Lord, embrace them, and you're crazy about them. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I invite you, just standing down here, to just make your way back to your seats. You can make your way back if you want to. Keep your eyes closed and your heads bowed. I'm gonna just pray for us now. God, Father, I thank you for this church, this group of people. And not just here, Lord, but even those watching by internet. God, thank you that we can just be who we are. We don't have to put on any kind of phony show. We just can be who you create us to be. Lord, sometimes we say things or we do things that hurt each other, but God, we know that we just trust you to repair that. Because we're human. But Lord, standing here in this sanctuary today, we know that you love us. We know, Lord, that we love others. May we continue, Lord, to break down those barriers that often are put there so that we can start loving people for who they really are. God, thank you for this place where that happens, for the diversity in this room. We come from all walks of life, all different people, all different shapes, all different bents. Lord, you unify us by being who we are. Lord, I thank you for this church and the others by internet, Lord, who are watching. And Lord, I thank you and praise you. May we continue to be the people you've called us to be. Nothing more, nothing less. To you be the glory and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name. And all God's people said, amen. Let's sing to him. Thank you.